afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Of course, there are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation of cash, check, or money order payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I will be having a co-host joining me shortly, folks. Needing a few more minutes to be able to connect, be available. And there's, of course, no shortage of, well, in the corporate media, fake news to to combat with clarification, with translation into actual interpretation, applying to reality, even if it's interpretation. I mean, there's a far cry between what you hear these days in the corporate media and all of us out here in the independent media. It's actually staggering, the level to which lying has become commonplace in every category, in every topic area, on a monthly basis, weekly basis. It really is amazing. Things weren't as saturated, especially when you look at the sciences. I mean, many who look back actually into medicine, you have the influence of Rockefeller with Big Pharma going back well over a century. And of course, the consensus must be followed, and this is essentially dictated by these pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they'll have influence, more or less control over these medical journals, which will be put in front of doctors' faces throughout the year, each year. And, it basically shows them, this is the direction we're promoting. And it is all about promoting. And unfortunately, it's now profitable. And so it's no wonder we've come with something like COVID as a catalyst for these people, come as far as we have down this slippery slope. Trudeau, of course, is not letting up whatsoever. At this point, it's pretty clear, this is just, he doesn't care about optics. I mean, we're having journalists targeted now. Basically, there's no way you can get out the truth, without being targeted. And of course, donating even small sums of money, freezing your bank account as a result. It's absolutely unbelievable. Of course, we have this huge distraction in Ukraine, and there are many reasons to distract. The economy is another big issue with inflation. The gauge is heading higher than ever. The misery index is revisited with grim reports. I don't know, I might cover that more later in the week. Well, I don't know. I believe I may have my co-host available. It looks like he is connected. I'll see.
Yep.
Ah, here we are. Yep. So I have William Rapillum. There. William Rapillum joining me as co-host today, folks. How you doing, William?
Hey, Richard. Doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, you know, I'm building back better, you know, getting in the swing of the Great Reset and everything. So, yeah, you know, looking up.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You know, yeah, you're right. They're absolutely don't care about optics. Now it's just a matter of, yep, that's right. Your freedoms are gone. And we're just going to keep saying the opposite of what is true. We're going to blame everybody else for our terrorism and flip it around and say that the domestic terrorists, as you know, when it's talking about we will defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, according to, you know, Justin Trudeau, and obviously Justin Trudeau is Canada, but according to Joe Biden, who is just another puppet exactly like Justin Trudeau of the central bankers, the Jewish central bankers, they're going after the enemies domestic, and that's anybody that's telling the truth, anybody that's, you know, wants to be free, and anybody who wants bodily autonomy, that's terrorism now. You don't want to be injected. You're a terrorist. You don't want your kids to be molested and have their minds corrupted and destroyed by pedophiles. You're a terrorist. So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's what a criminal does if they can get away with it. That's what they do, is they frame the innocent, and that's what the Jewish criminal cartel has been doing for centuries, especially the last century, last 100 years has been just a smorgasbord, bloodbath festival of Jewish framing the goyim and subverting and completely brainwashing to the point of people just don't even have the capacity to critically think or stop and reanalyze the situation. I came across a Christian Zionist recently that I thought, and this is a person who is kind of, you know, patriot, like really patriotic and everything like that, could not convince them that Jonathan Cahn, the con man, the Christian, the Jewish mysticism con man that has infiltrated Christianity in the through the TBN network, and you know, I mean, these people are a dime a dozen, but you know, this guy is noteworthy because I just can't, because this person sent me this person thinking that they were going to get me to change my mind about Jews, and it's just like pretty funny because. I came back at this person with no, and sent them a PDF written by another Christian that really pointed out what a fraud this guy is, and kind of like all this connections to Freemasonry and these Freemason signs that this person's making. Anyway, so I don't want to go on about it in too much detail, but the Christian Zionists are really a serious impediment to freedom, and they just refuse to stop, you know, because they're lazy. They're just lazy Christians, and they don't read the Bible, and they don't know what it says, and they think that the Jews are God's chosen people because their leaders told them that, and they just defer to consensus, just like all the other libtards do about, like, you know, the climate change or whatever. So, yeah. Christian Zionists are just as culpable for the downfall of our country as are the degenerate libtards that are saying, yeah, bring on the white genocide and let's defile your children and our children. No problem. So, I mean, yeah. They're both two prongs that are just like destroying freedom of the whole world, really.
I don't think the Christian Zionists realize how much these Jewish Zionist oligarchs are contributing to the loss of our First Amendment. For that matter, how much they're quenching their own future freedom of speech by supporting such. Over in Canada now, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you are not to give any money without your bank account being frozen. You're not to speak out about these. Well, basically, it seems like indefinitely. They're trying to extend indefinitely. You can't speak out or protest because it would be, domestic terrorism, I guess. But it seems like it's only white people who are affected. If you're a refugee, an illegal alien, or just a minority. So basically anyone who's not white and a citizen of Canada, it's okay to protest. It's okay to do all that. You're exempt. It's amazing how anti-white at the same time against our European nations of European stock as far as their origin. And of course here it's a slippery slope. Won't be long before we're in that same boat. But yeah, it's amazing. If you're white in Canada, you cannot protest. And this is potentially at the moment indefinite into the future, not just about this incident. Of course, a lot of people are trying to find as many video sources as they can for the trucker convoy. Anything that's controlled by the corporate media is warning you. It's putting warnings on there. About the dangers of people watching the Freedom Convoy themselves without being told how to think or feel about it. And so there's various filters and notices people are getting on these, some of these different video platforms. I mean, people are saying that, a lot of governors here and also in Europe, a lot of nations' leaders are pushing back. They don't want to see trucker convoys in their own regions, but nonetheless, on the federal level here, Biden just extended the U.S. national emergency due to COVID-19 health risk. This was just on Friday. I hear four Republicans didn't show up, so that's convenient. That way they don't have to vote one way or the other, and no one blames them, the establishment or the people they represent back at home. But, So
which at least
I didn't catch that, maybe a caller would have that, or we could look into it. Check it out later.
Yeah, they need to be exposed because we know that's blatant right there. Yeah, they need to get the opposite of what they're thinking they're going to get. They're traitors.
So, yeah. So I mean, at least at the federal level, they're not budging here, and I'm not surprised. And the World Economic Forum. A front, the public face of these corporate oligarchs and banking oligarchs, really, and their agendas, their long-term agendas aren't going to be quelled by some trucker protest in Canada. That it might be a roadblock, but they want the ID 2020. They want centralized digital control as much as possible over your life. And of course, these shots, sequential boosters, sequential RNA, DNA manipulation for any host of things in the future to come. Bill Gates is disappointed that natural immunity works better than their shots, and he's disappointed by that. But in the future, I guess he wants to better the industry to make sure people want their DNA alterations without question. Where the data will speak for itself, right? And transhumanism will be a no-brainer. Of course, you'll want to get on board there.
Yeah. The transhumanism, that's the topic right there. It just, more and more data keeps coming out that just makes it all make sense. I mean, we know they have nanotechnology. And we know that they can inject that nanotechnology into us. They have the mechanism to do that. The graphene oxide, the lipid nanoparticle that surrounds the technology and protects it from your immune system from being able to go after it. So it actually protects the injection from your immune system. So it tricks your immune system. And You know, a lot of people have been studying what's going into these things long before COVID ever happened. I was listening to Stop the Crime by a woman named Deborah Tabaris, and she was onto it, what they were planning to do with us with the, you know, with 5G, even before it ever even happened, with the frequencies. And they know what they can do with different frequency bands, how they can manipulate our biology, how they can manipulate even our thoughts. So, you know, this is real. This is happening. And I think people are starting to wake up to it. And whereas the Overton window, I'd say, has really shifted, because, you know, people were more comfortable talking about these kind of what might have a couple of years ago seemed just like conspiracy, ridiculous, kind of like out there stuff, you know.
And the social credit score topic, for that matter, you know, we've been called conspiracy theorists for so long, you know, using the term that the government agencies created in the wake of the JFK assassination and citizens looking into it for the real story. But nonetheless, it's becoming more and more a reality, you know, not just in China, but here. And now we're hearing about an ESG score. This is new to me. Are you a good global citizen? Your ESG score will say it all. So just what is an ESG score? It stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Factors. And it is a concept that has already crept its way in the United States, but largely unnoticed. We're hearing a lot of narrative switch attempts from COVID to global warming. In case COVID fizzles out too much for some of their agendas, they'll still try to, you know, give people these genetic altering experimental jabs as much as possible. But for by and large, and for mandatory lockdowns, perhaps it won't last forever. They're already trying to have global warming another excuse, of course, to link to not just the ID 2020, but the Internet of Things and your social credit score. But this new form of it, ESG, it has categories for environmental factors, and then it has social factors, and then governance factors. Governance. So there's the E, S, and G. And, you know, there are different things they consider. Environmental factors: what effects do you have on the environment? How are your carbon, what are your carbon emissions like? How much waste do you create? How effectively do you utilize natural resources? How much water do you use? How much electricity do you use? Of course, billionaires are exempt, folks. Do you engage?
How wide are you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Do you engage in any climate change initiatives? For social factors, how well do you treat your employees, local community, and society at large? And that's, of course, through their lens. You know, you have to consider in LGBT sensitivities and critical race theory, I'm sure. Do you support diversity? Is your workplace safe? And we'll get to the governance factors after the break here. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with William Rapillum as my co-host today. And yes, we have environmental factors, we have social factors, and we have governance factors for your ESG score. And in the future, you'll be more and more concerned with this because it will affect how you can buy and sell in the fourth industrial revolution, new normal economy. Of course, the G factors, do you make political contributions or influence legislation? How much do the executives at your company make? And are the executives within your organization diverse? So, looking forward to that. Absolutely. And it's, of course, something that is being promoted by the World Economic Forum. And so I'm sure it will influence a lot of nations. Of course, I mean, even Putin is a member there. So, you know, there was something you wanted to bring up related to Mr. Adams at Natural News. Isn't that right, William?
Yeah. You know, I came across an article from Mike King, sends out from Real History Chan. And maybe I can just read the article. It's basically pointing out how there's all these like, you know, so-called truthers out there. And yeah, they tell the truth. And I really like watching some of their stuff. And they tell the truth about a lot of stuff. The one thing, though, that they never will go there with, they'll never touch the third rail with, and you know, I mean, obviously it is a third rail topic. The third rail topic is Hitler and the Nazis, the so-called Nazis, and the Holocaust, right? So that is just the, they're just gatekeepers for this particular subject. It's like this particular subject is just like a, don't ever talk about it at all costs. It's like, okay, you can talk about viruses, you can talk about the scamdemic, you can talk about anything, literally anything else, but we need to keep in mind that to even question the Holocaust is illegal in many countries, including Germany, where, for example, Monica Schaefer spent 10 months in jail, and others have spent, a lot of other people, you know, of course, I mention her because we're going to have her on the show with Jeremy on Thursday night. Her brother's still in jail now in Germany, and he refused to take the COVID test, and they beat him up and put him in solitary confinement for a year, which he still is in now. And, you know, but he's doing pretty well, honestly. He's keeping in good spirits, and he's super stoked about being on the forefront of holding steadfast to the truth. He's got a great attitude, from what I hear. But anyway, we're going to have Monica on our show on Thursday night. We'll go into more on that.
Well, maybe you could read the article after the bottom of the hour commercial. Yes. If you want to just talk about it a little more to lead up to it now, and then yeah, you could read it when we come back.
Yeah, he just does a little back and forth. He kind of, you know, Mike likes the, he does the anti-New York Times. So he'll read a piece of the New York Times. He'll put it on, and he'll preface it with, it's from the New York Times, colon, and then he'll do his response. And Mike's writing style is just very entertaining. He's very sarcastic, and he's just really funny. And it's just great. I love reading his articles. So, excuse me. Yep. What else can I say? It's, that's pretty much it. I mean, He just does the dialogue, and you know, Mike Adams, he compares Trudeau to the Nazis, you know, and it's just, what's really so sad about the Truther movement is that nobody has any other reference point, you know, because hardly anybody knows about Bolshevism, and that's the true problem. That's what's going on right now, exactly. And if we could only compare what's going on to what happened in Bolshevism in Russia and Eastern Europe, and the, you know, 11 times as many people that were brutally murdered in the most disgusting, depraved, sort of satanic ways, 11 times as many people that will happen in the alleged Holocaust, which is a lie, we know. And nobody knows about it. And everybody's comparing it to Hitler and the Germans, who were the last people who started trying to fight against it, you know? So it's really just the sickest, most stupid abomination to the truth. You know, so and these controlled opposition people are doing this, and I don't know where they're coming from with it. If they actually believe the lie, it's kind of hard to believe that they haven't, you know, because they're doing all this research on the truth in other areas. What, they haven't come across this and done some due diligence on it? And so, you know, that makes me think that they're just kind of controlled by either their virtue signaling. I don't know what their motivation is. They're maybe they're paid. Who knows?
Right.
Just, I don't know. What do you think, Richard?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, most people know their limits for, you know, what topics they're allowed to discuss and which are not approved. I don't know. I'm not hearing the music. I think we have the break upon us. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll be back, folks.
Broadcasting.org. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Public Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host William Repillum. And William, please, without further ado, yes, this article from Mr. Mike King.
Yep, I had to come off and put myself off mute there for a second, so let me get back to it. So the it's titled by Mike King, MS King, author of The Bad War, this great book, Conspiracy World Lunacy, quote, from, I guess this is the name of the article from Mike Adams, Secret Nazis Run the New World Order. And there's a meme of Justin Trudeau and what's his secretary, whatever, Christia, forgot the last name. It says the Nazis weren't defeated. They went covert and now run Canada and the world. Now, before I even go on with the article, there was a great comment from Stephen Douglas Whitener he sent us that said, I read that Nazis won the war and run the world now. What I can't figure out why the Nazis put Jews in charge of everything. Yeah.
Little on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah. So I guess that, you know, I mean, just the, on its face just is just like a real hair puller outer. For lack of a better term to come up with. So I'll just go ahead with it. Exposing the Bolshevik blizzard of lies and lunacy, which the global Marxist Air Force carpet bombs humanity with 24/7, 365 days a year, keeps the real History Chan busy. It's just about impossible to keep pace as the Judenpress pumps out new lies for old before the ink is even dry on their latest piece. So the last thing we need to do is have is have to waste time exchanging fire with our own over this or that disagreement, over details or tactics, for reasons of priority and unity. We allow a lot of lunacy amidst our ranks to pass by without objection. But when one of our own departs so far out of his lane of expertise, taking many of our lesser brethren with him onto the off-ramp, leading to Crazy Town, a walk to the woodshed for a well-deserved ass-whooping is needed. Oh, pardon the French there. The popular and often erudite and informative Mike Adams of Natural News, for his role in amplifying this growing belief among the ranks of the conspiracy community that the quote-unquote Nazis went underground and now run the New World Order, truly merits a bit of informational disciplining. His piece on February 18th, 2022, is positively stupefying. Adams' compatriots, Steve Quayle and Dave Hodges, preach a similar doctrine of delusion, as do otherwise astute QAnonists, such as the lovely Mel Q, and Dave of X22 Report, and LT of And We Know et al. Okay, let's dissect the Nazi New World Order connection and put this nutty nonsense to rest once and for all, because it really is embarrassing. And there's a meme here of Mike Adams, and it says, the Nazis weren't defeated, they went underground and now run Canada and the world, pushing eugenics and depopulation agendas aligned with Adolf Hitler. There's a little picture of Hitler with his hand over his face, and Mike saying, I know, Chancellor, I know. So, okay, here we go. Here's the dialogue. So here's Mike Adams, and then the rebuttal. So Mike Adams says, the Third Reich never really ended. Although Adolf Hitler himself was destroyed, the Nazi regime of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s simply went underground. Now here's the rebuttal from Mike King, which we'll, going forward, just refer to as rebuttal. The quote-unquote Nazis, who never referred to themselves by that juvenile, insulting term, did indeed go quote-unquote underground, as in buried. Evidently, Mr. Adams has never heard about the Allies' Jewish-mandated terroristic post-war denazification program, whereby anybody who was anybody in the German political leadership and middle ranks, hundreds and thousands of them, was hunted down and then either converted, executed, shipped to Siberia, or cowed into the obscure silence for the rest of their fearful lives. The suicides numbered into the thousands, and those who escaped to South America, and no, Hitler was not one of them, lived out the rest of their lives in peaceful, though fearful, anonymity. All right, so that's everybody. Here's Adams again. And morphed into a global movement of infiltration and influence that's now emerging as globalism. Okay, rebuttal. Globalism did not, quote-unquote, now emerge. The documented and provable aspect of the globalist conspiracy predates Hitler's rise by about 150 years. Illuminati, Jacobin clubs, French Revolution, Frankfurt, Rothschilds, etc. And it was this network of generational globalists who waged war against nationalist Germany precisely because the Nazis were fanatically anti-globalist. Hitler referred to the one-worlders as international hyenas. The idea of quote-unquote Nazis, who were all dead, imprisoned or hiding in fear, somehow later morphing into today's leading globalists, is preposterous on its face. Okay, Adams. The World Economic Forum is the training ground for modern-day Nazis. Rebuttal. Dear Mike, respectfully, this is truly the stuff of straitjackets. Since its inception, the World Economic Forum has been run by a Jew named Klaus Schwab. So Hitler's followers morphed into the very international Bolshevik Jews which they hated? Names like Rothschild, Soros, Sulzberger, Kissinger, Schwab, Zuckerberg, Bloomberg et al.? Come on, bro. Adams. Who include national leaders? Macron, France, Merkel, Germany, and Trudeau in Canada. Oh, man, I gotta laugh. I just gotta stop and laugh for a second. Rebuttal. So Schwab, Soros, Rothschild puppets, Macron, Merkel, and Trudeau, whose governments, by the way, all gleefully throw Holocaust deniers, Hitler aficionados, and 90 to 100-year-old SS men and women in jail are Nazis? Come on, bro. Adams, notably the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, named Chrystia Freeland. Okay, Freeland, that was her last name. Chrystia Freeland, the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, is the granddaughter of an actual Nazi collaborator named Michael Chomiak. Rebuttal. Be very careful where you go with this, Mike. In wartime and post-wartime, Eastern Europe, anyone who opposed the communist terrorist partisans of Ukraine or Poland was branded a quote-unquote Nazi collaborator. And besides, what one of Freeland's grandfathers allegedly believed 75 years ago, many years before this demented expletive was even born, is of zero relevance. Got to agree with that. As the Gateway pundit reported, Chomiak was a target of a post-war Polish intelligence search for Nazi collaborators. Rebuttal. My dear Mr. Adams, do you know who post-war Polish intelligence agents were? Well, do you? They were the Bolshevik thugs, disproportionately Jewish. Surprise, surprise. That Stalin and his atheist Jew brother-in-law, Kaganovich, Lazar Kaganovich, put in place as secret police tasked with terrorizing and purging Catholic Poland of any and all resistance to communist tyranny. Ask any Polish eighth grader, he'll tell you, the fact that this Chomiak fellow was pursued by these vicious mass-murdering Bolshevik torturers is in no way indicative of his granddaughter's closest Nazism, whatever the heck that term even means anymore. Should Mr. Chomiak not have opposed the Red Terror? Come on, bro. Come on. So that's... Let me just finish out with the last closing points here. One, the denazification arrests and mass murders, which were carried out in the months and years following World War II, and the subsequent re-education of the German population eradicated Nazism. Yet, Adams claims that some remnant Nazis survived and took over the world. 2A, Jewish globalist George Soros with his covert Nazi agents in Trudeau in Canada, Trudeau and Chomiak. 3, Jewish globalist Klaus Schwab with his covert Nazi Trudeau. Okay, so he's referring to some pictures here. And then here is a meme of Chrystia Freeland tied to Michael Chomiak, who's tied to Volodymyr Kubilovich, who's tied to Hans Michael, whose boss was Adolf Hitler. Okay, yeah, so it's like her grandfather, then his boss, Volodymyr Kubilovich, whose boss was Hans Michael, whose boss was Adolf Hitler. And so it says, aha! Adam spells it out for us with an easy-to-follow transgenerational flowchart linking Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, born in 1968, to the Great One in 4 simple steps. Rolling eyes. Oh, we're not quite done. We still got a couple more. I got time to continue?
Yeah, please.
All right. Oh, I'm going to take a breath. Take a breath here.
Good stuff. That's great.
All right. Adams. Another quote from Adams. Understand that the quote-unquote vaccine depopulation scheme now being pushed on the world is nothing new. It is merely the continuation of the Nazi eugenics program of the 1930s and 40s, which sought to exterminate certain ethnic groups in the name of progress. Rebuttal. It would be too much of a diversion from the main subject matter here to debunk this easily debunkable holo hoax and equally easily debunkable Nazi eugenics genocide scheme. For the sake of argument, let us roll with the mythology here and pretend to believe that the white racist Nazis wanted to exterminate non-Aryans, etc. Adams. Today, the same effort is now underway in an expanded context where the targets are now predominantly Caucasian-dominated nations across the planet. The mass vaccine deaths are taking place in so-called white countries across Europe, North America, Australia, etc. So I don't mean to poke fun at that comment, but that's because that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. But let's hear the rebuttal. Let me get this straight. The white Nazis who wanted to kill off non-whites morphed into anti-white Nazis who now want to kill off Caucasians, whites. Makes perfect sense. Forget the straitjacket. Bring on the sedation. Come on, bro. All right.
Totally.
Man, I mean, seriously. I mean, really, really. I mean, this is really bringing up such great points. And it's just like, how do you not see this? Adams, in other words, you're only prohibited from protesting if you're white. This is the racist reality of the fascist Canada regime that is nearly 100% aligned with the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler. Rebuttal. So killing white people is 100% aligned with the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler? The same Hitler who specifically warned that globalist Jews had a long-term plan to blend out and kill off the white race? Come on, bro. Come on, bro. I feel like a robot reading a book like a an ebook. Come on, bro. Okay, I'm gonna do the. Okay, after this is more of the rebuttal. After going off into other crazy towns on topics such as IBM's links to the Nazis and Nazi science being the foundation for the modern day scamdemic and vaccine, Adam wraps up the comedy show with the conspiratorial close. Okay, and so Adams, there are no coincidences. This is all part of an actual Nazi plan being rolled out in Canada and planned for the entire world. Buttle, what I don't understand, Mike, is how the beaten-down Nazis who were brought to America after World War II, presumably via Operation Paperclip, managed to covertly take over all of our key institutions of power from the former bosses of the mainstream media, both print and broadcast, both major political parties, nationally and locally, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Federal Reserve, the CIA, the Department of Justice, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Pentagon, Hollywood, academia, book publishing, professional sports, the churches, the school boards, the AFT, the ADL, the BLM, the AMA, AIPAC, the UN, the WHO, NATO, the EU, Facebook, Twitter, PayPal, Google, etc. And then somehow dupe so many thousands of the Jewish elite into serving as Nazi frontmen, conspicuously heading and or key staffing those very same institutions. Please explain the historical dynamics of this astoundingly undetectable post-war penetration. Oh, rolling eyes. Come on, bro. Okay. In closing, speaking of Operation Paperclip. Now, this is the rebuttal still. In closing, speaking of the Operation Paperclip program, which some of the deluded sloganeering lesser brethren of our community breathlessly claim to have been the foundation for the Nazi infiltration, which has now enslaved us. Operation Paperclip was nothing more than an American program to recruit and pick the brains of about 1,700 of Germany's top scientists and engineers after the war. In a comparable operation, the Soviet Union abducted about 2,000 German specialists, plus their families. These were men with advanced technical knowledge who were used for things like building rockets, not for covert political infiltration. It's one thing for a blogger, out of a totally legitimate concern about scaring away delicate newbies, to strategically shy away from Hitler and World War II truth. But to drive this deeply into the slums of Crazy Town is unnecessary, inexcusable, and due to its embarrassingly manifest lunacy, counterproductive to our efforts to win moderately educated people over to our side with hard facts and sound logic. powerful fake news and quackademia have the luxury of being able to get away with spouting such idiocy, but we do not. Don't do this again, bro, please. Okay, Mike Adams. Man, that was a hard hitting.
Wow, that was brilliant. Yeah, and again, that was author Mike King, and you can check out more of his work at realhistorychannel.com. The website, Real History, C-H-A-N, realhistorychan.com.
Yeah, sorry. They deplatformed that. They took away that website from him, so he jumped onto a different URL there.
Yeah, no, I remember I was familiar with him from a Red Ice interview in, like, say, 2015. It could even be 2014, but, yeah, already impressed with his book research, you know, for his writings at that point. And yeah, he's had now multiple books that are it's extraordinary. What he has, The Bad War, Planet Rothschild, isn't that his?
Yeah, he has Planet Rothschild Volumes 1 and 2.
Great. Yeah, I really have to get those myself. We have James in Vancouver on the line, William. Hello, James. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you guys ever heard of this guy. I'll give you his name. It's Mikhail Borodin. Mikhail Borodin. Borodin.
Tell us about him, please.
You never heard of Borodin? Borodin was Lenin and Stalin's man in China. And he hung out in Wuhan a lot, too, by the way. I don't know what it is about Wuhan, but they were all there. You got to check it out. And there are lots of these guys in China now, and there were lots of them before. So I just thought I'd add to your discussion today here.
Great. William. Do you...
Borodin. Tell me how to spell last
name
again,
Borodin.
His
real name is Mick... Huh?
B-O-R-D-I-N?
Yeah, his real name is Mikhail Markovich Grusenberg. How's that?
Of course.
Yeah, and no, with the spelling, it's M-I-K-H-A-I-L-B-O-R-O-D-I-N, correct?
B-O-R-O-D-I-N.
Yes.
I know I've run across that name someplace, but, you know, I don't always note them all down and do a deep dive on every one of them. Thank you for calling.
Well, that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, no, did you want to add something? No, you have a couple minutes. Did you want to add something to that, James?
Back in 1969, I had the privilege of looking at one of Adolf Hitler's private books. You should have seen it. It was about 11 inches wide. It was like it was actually a folio, like a big photo album, okay? And it was like several hundred pages thick, and like I said, it was 8 or 9 inches tall by about 11 or 12 inches long. And it came out of the Reichstag, of course, in 1945 and somehow found its way to Canada. But in the book, you'll see hundreds of pictures. I mean, literally hundreds of pictures of dead brown shirts in their coffins who were killed in street fights with the communists over the period of when the brown shirts were active. And the interesting thing about the pictures is that a lot of them were bashed in the head and smashed up pretty bad, but the blood wasn't taken off, okay? They were buried. Their uniforms were perfect. But what was done to their faces this was not closed coffin funerals. So there was hundreds of these pictures, and of course there was Albert Speer's designs and things for Berlin. It is a very amazing book. Just looking at it would tell a lot. But there's one more thing I can tell you. my friend told me, we were talking a couple of months ago, and he said, you know, the anti-aircraft setup in Berlin was quite intense, because there was this place called the Zoo Tower. And on the Zoo Tower, they had four double-barreled 128-millimeter guns. And this operation could put up about 92 shells a minute, okay? So that when the Allied bombers came over Berlin, here's what would happen. The sky would be on fire, and these guns could go higher than the 88-millimeter. But anyway, here's the point. Once in a while, a squadron would come over, they would approach Berlin, and then, according to the radar, they would make a left turn without dropping their bombs, and they would go to Sweden, never to return. See that? They would land in Sweden. They would turn the switches off in their bombs, and they would land in Sweden. They were afraid to drop, because it was certain death, you see, because the anti-aircraft was so intense.
Interesting. Well, looks like we have one last. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I always appreciate your input, James.
Yeah.
One last caller to try to. Yes, sir. One last caller to try to fit in. Only about a minute left. Patrick in Texas. Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was trying to get in earlier. I was afraid I was being banned or something. I think you're right. You're dead on. You refute all these people here. Another one, though, is like Adam Greenberg. He was turned into the guy who wrote The Greatest Story Never Told, and the whole series. I can't think of his name. I was trying to call it.
But Dennis Wise. Mike King. Dennis Wise, yeah.
His wife. They had a debate. Adam Green and his...
Christopher John Bjorkis. Presided over it.
Oh, my God. It was one hell of a debate. And it's stupid Adam Green. We kept fighting with this German guy, you know, with his Jewish buddy. Something, and it was just those. As you said, it just shows they're showing their colors. You cannot trust these people. And I thank you for you having a good show. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Patrick, and I appreciate you, William. Yeah, great contribution. Look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thank you, Richard. Happy to be here. That was great. Thank you.
And check out William with Jeremy Thursday night on In Plain Sight, and Monica Schaefer as their guest.
Yeah, this Thursday. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir. All right, folks, that'll be it for today. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast there. And please support RBN. Continue. Make all this possible. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.